Warning, 30 Screams or Less may contain spoilers about movies that have recently been released. If you haven't seen the movie, go watch it, come back, and enjoy the show. Or, if you don't want to waste your time watching the movie and rather have two random horror dudes watch it for you, we got you covered as well. Welcome everyone to 30 Screams or Less, a horror movie podcast where we review horror movies in 30 minutes or less. Today we're actually not going to even be reviewing a movie. We got an awesome interview lined up here with Michael Levy, director of Scream. But before we get into it, Corey, last night I was looking in the mirror and you know what? My beard was looking gnarly. And I said to myself, I can't look like this. I got to do something. So I decided to break out Beard Octane's beard wash and conditioner along with their beard oil, and dude, my beard looked amazing. I'm glad you turned me on to Beard Octane.
Yeah, of course. Like I said, I've been using their products for years and I can vouch for them. And whether you're pounding IPAs or chopping wood, you gotta look your best. Visit beardoctane.com and use the code 30screams10 at checkout for a 10% discount. It helps us. And like I said, the products are absolutely incredible. They're local too. They're based out of Connecticut. So help them out, support small businesses. We're not just slinging beard grooming supplies. We've been using them for a while.
Yeah, we have. With that said, Michael, thank you so much for joining us today. First of all, how are you today?
I'm great. Honored to be on today and excited to talk with you guys and really dive into it. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, not a problem. So we're going to just dive into it. Well, with 30 Screams or Less, we actually like to try to keep things kind of moving quick, keep it short, keep it simple. Most of our episodes, we try to do half hour, 45 minutes. I don't know how much you got, but let's make the best of it here. So can you tell us a little bit about Scream?
Sure. Well, Scream is really a modern horror film that has some throwbacks to classic horror and some 80s and 90s, but it's really kind of a more modern take on the slasher genre. And it follows a family that is having some... sorry about that. There's a dog in the back. I don't know.
Barking or sneezing? I thought I heard.
Might be doing both at this point. I'm not really sure.
Friggin' allergies, man. Friggin' allergies lately.
There's doorbells going off. There's dogs barking. But Scream follows a family of... I might be able to stop the dog if you want me to give that.
No. Go for it. We like the chaos.
You like it. All right, cool. Scream follows a family that's kind of on the rocks a little bit. And they decide to relive a vacation from their past. And they go to this quaint hotel, this quiet hotel. And they try to, you know, make amends because there's some trouble going on in the family. It's kind of like the Wally World, kind of situation from the vacation film series. And it's not really what they expect. The hotel is kind of upgraded and different from their once pleasant stay many years ago. It's under new management. And before they know it, they find themselves in the middle of a game of cat and mouse and most creative kills amongst four serial killers that are unleashed into the halls.
Oh, wow. All right. This sounds pretty awesome. When Corey told me about it, I was like, I'm definitely down to check this thing out. When does it come out?
It actually hits theaters August 21st of this year, so it's 2024. So be on the lookout. We're really excited about it. Obviously, anybody who's kind of been following my career knows I'm a part of the Terrifier franchise. And we had a really big, successful hit with Terrifier 2 in theaters. And now we have our next film coming to theaters this year, right before our release of Terrifier 3. So be on the lookout for Scream August 21st.
Is it going to get the same release window that Terrifier did? Because we actually were lucky to see the re-release of Terrifier 2 in theaters near us. And typically we don't get anything in New Hampshire, but it came here. So
Yeah. That's the plan, is that they're kind of following the Terrifier 2 model. And hopefully, God willing, fingers crossed, if it's successful, it could get extended, because right now it's sort of a limited release over that first weekend. And then if it does well, then hopefully we can get an extension. So everybody that's listening to this, I'm excited to see it. We have a teaser trailer that's out. It stars a ton of horror icons. I'm sure we'll get into who they are. But it's a fun movie. And again, if you go see it, you turn out in numbers that first weekend, then we'll get an extension. And, again, we're really doing this to kind of change the game and to bring new, fresh creative horror content to the fan base and to the genre. I'm a fan first and foremost. And, you know, I just try to make films that I'd like to see that I think other fans would appreciate. So, again, you know, even though I love Halloween, whatever we're up to now, 17.
Something like that.
you know, still will go see it and I'll turn out. But, you know, as a horror fan, it's nice to see some new stuff starting to turn out. So I'm honored to be a part of it.
And it's funny you say that, because I can't tell you how many times I've watched that stream teaser, because it looks so such an original concept. I love the masks. And like you said, the cast is just amazing. I can't believe you've got all these like legendary people in this movie.
Thank you. Me either. You know, they read the script and they really liked it. And they said, you know, this is more than just a, you know, kind of typical slasher. There's some heart to it. There's some story to it. There's twists and turns. And actually, you know, one of my most, I guess, accomplished compliments was from Tim Reed, WKPR Cincinnati, also from Stephen King's It, the original, the miniseries with Tim Curry.
Yeah.
He doesn't do horror anymore at all. He's actually not really even a fan of horror. That was the first and last horror film he had done since Stream. And he read the script and says, you know, I couldn't put it down. And I usually don't say yes to horror, but yeah, let's do this. This is exciting. So, you know, beyond just Tim, we have Jeffrey Combs from Reanimator, Danielle Harris from the Halloween and Hatchet franchise. We have Tony Todd, Dee Wallace, Felissa Rose, Daniel Roebuck, who's now in Terrifier 3, as well as Rob Zombie's The Munsters. He's in a bunch of Halloween stuff. Dave Sheridan from the Scary Movie franchise, our very own David Howard Thornton. Mark Holton from Leprechaun and Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Bob Adrian from The Conjuring. It's just a really big cast. I'm sure I'm forgetting someone, and I'm sorry, fan. Terry Kaiser from Weekend at Bernie's and Friday the 13th. So we got a really fun cast a part of this film. And I was just honored to get to work with them. And again, they're not cameos, you know, they're real roles, and that they are real characters in this film. So it was really cool to kind of find a way to weave them in. And they brought their A game. And I'm really excited for everybody to see them in these roles. But I'm also excited for audience to see some of the unknown cast that are a part of this, because there's some really talented people that I think are just going to start to get discovered through this. So I was, you know, really honored to work with some talented people.
Oh, I'm sure. This is like the NBA dream team of like horror franchise actors and actresses. This sounds amazing. It's jam-packed. Being such a, like a horror fan, it must be hard not to nerd out being around all these icons.
Yeah, you can't help it. And, you know, even, you know, anybody who, again, follows the Terrifier franchise, Damien Leone, the special effects master, and as far as I'm concerned, one of the best horror directors in the game right now, he did the special effects for Stream. He's also a co-producer on Stream. We were both kind of pinching each other, saying, how cool is this that, you know, we're getting to work with people that we grew up idolizing and watching and following very closely their careers and really loving their films. So it was really a dream come true. And that's not even, you know, there's still a few surprises that we have up our sleeves. I'm not even announcing, you know, some of the other people that are involved. You'll just have to see the film, but there are some other horror icons that are involved, and one of which I think people will be totally shocked and totally surprised. For me personally, it was a meaningful experience to get to work with this person, someone that I grew up watching and really influenced myself in loving the genre and also wanted to get into filmmaking. And I'm really excited for people to get to see a performance from this person that they may not have in a while.
Yeah, definitely don't tell us. We love the surprise. You know, going to the theater, we're like, holy shit, them? Wow. We love cameos. I'm a big fan of cameos, even if they're just so, like, left field, right?
Yeah.
Like, for instance, I know this isn't horror or anything, but, like, Deadpool 2, right? Where Brad Pitt just out of nowhere appears in
it. It's fun, and it makes it entertaining, and that's the whole thing is, you know, you want to make sure that when you go to the movies that you're entertained, and I think that's first and foremost. If you're having a good time, the movie doesn't need to be an Oscar nominee, you know, it needs to be something that you feel great about and that you leave saying, wow, that was cool, I was entertained and I enjoyed that experience. So that's definitely something that we, you know, made sure that we did with Stream. It's a fun ride.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, you just got to have a good time with movies. Like, when you put this stuff out, like, you want to entertain people. That's the whole idea of movies, is entertainment. So, I mean, it happens, though. Sometimes you just watch these movies and you're like, what the hell am I watching right now? I've seen some movies lately. One of them, Corey, that, like, I don't know how I even sat through it, Headless. And have you ever seen this movie?
I have not seen Headless.
Oh, my God.
I've heard Headless. It was a horror film?
Oh, my God. Corey,
we have this little bit we do between each other where we'll recommend we watch movies, but the other one's not allowed to watch the trailer.
Yeah, that's cool. That's fine.
And I know what grinds Steve's gears, so. Yeah. this grind, this did everything.
This was grinding all the gears, no oil, nothing at all. Just oh god. But it's fun. It's a good time.
What's it on Amazon or?
Don't watch it on Plex. Whatever you do, because it's just a commercial every 2 minutes. So this movie that's only a hour and a half is like a 3 hour movie.
That's where we had to watch it, unfortunately. But yeah. I don't know if you can get it on Amazon. I'm really not sure, but we suffered through Plex.
I'll look into it. Headless. Okay.
Yeah.
Look into it.
You'll have to let us know if you are able to watch it, because it's just a brutal film.
Absolutely. I will. I sure will. I've been hearing a lot about this new movie that's out in violent nature.
Oh yeah. I've been wanting to check that out.
Yeah, I've heard from a few people. It's got a cool concept that it follows the killer through the whole time. I heard the kills are pretty brutal, very similar, you know, in I guess how it turned out as Terrifier was, where people are, I've heard, fainting or passing out or
yeah,
in theater. So I'm definitely curious to check that out when I can get a chance. So yeah,
it's getting a lot of shit though, because it's like you either love it or hate it kind of thing, because as you said too. You follow the killer, like you're literally following this guy through the woods for however long the movie is.
I heard that, but you know, it's interesting, they took a risk and I commend them for that, you know. It's something that really hasn't been done, and again, you know, I've heard for some people it could get boring and stale because you're just following this killer and there's no real character that you can latch on to. But I am curious to see it, and I'm definitely curious to see how they've executed the kills. Look, that's what's all about independent filmmaking, is just taking risks, being able to do things that the studios won't allow you to do, and trying to make a name for yourself and trying to do something different. So I definitely commend them on it, and we'll be checking it out. We'll see where it goes from there.
Yeah, we'll have to wait for it to hit probably Shudder before we can see it, because again, New Hampshire, nowhere around here.
Well, you got to let me know. Leave a thing in the just in case stream isn't in one of your theaters, which it should be, again, if it's following the Terrifier, which they tell me it is, you know, theatrical route. But if not, drop in my inbox a theater that's by you guys, and I'll make sure to tell Iconic to try to get it in there.
Yeah. Cool. We'll certainly do that. Thank you.
Corey, the Hooksett one, for instance.
Yeah, Hooksett or the Londonderry one. It's an AMC theater. That's the one that got Terrifier. We even saw the new Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey movie there.
It's the Londonderry. That's what I was meaning, is like the Londonderry one. That was a good one. Actually, when I was there, I picked up a Terrifier 3 poster out of nowhere.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I had to get mine on eBay, because when I went to see it, they didn't have any in stock.
Yeah, a lot of theaters were running out of them, which is awesome. It's great. I'm glad people were able to get them and enjoy them and see them. And it was a really cool thing that we were able to do.
Yeah, I walked in with my Terrifier 2 hat, and they're like, hold on a second. And they come out with a Terrifier 3 poster. I'm like, oh, okay, awesome. And then I got my Ghostbusters popcorn bowl as well at the same time. It was a good night for me. It was
very cool.
That was a really good one.
I got a question for you. So far in your filmmaking career and acting career, what's been your favorite project?
You know what? They've all been special in many different ways. You know, I try to take away, you know, I take away first and foremost a lot of really fun memories, because I love the people that I work with, and I'm lucky enough to be able to work with them on multiple projects. But even if it's someone that I've never worked with before, you know, for the most part, you make pretty good friendships that last a lifetime. So that's always, you know, great. There's always really great memories per project that you hold near and dear. Obviously, the Terrifier franchise is something special, just because we've kind of, all of us have become really family, and that's been great. And that kind of carried over into stream as well. Another film that I directed that I had a blast making, it's a comedy film. It's called Abnormal Attraction. Not many people have seen it, but it's got a great cast of Malcolm McDowell and Gilbert Gottfried, Tyler Mayne, Leslie Easterbrook, Academy Award nominee Bruce Davison, Ron Jeremy's got a little cameo appearance in it. You know, Jim Hanks, Tom Hanks's brother. It's got a really fun cast, and it's kind of a 90s campy style monster movie where the gist is that instead of being an AA meeting for people who have, you know, Alcoholics Anonymous, people who have problems with drinking, it's people who have a weird problem being attracted to abnormal creatures and fairy tale creatures. And it really was a fun movie to make. And for example, you know, Jimmy Hanks, Tom's brother, plays a character named Frank Stein. He's the Jewish Frankenstein who was persecuted by his people. And so there's like really cool kind of sub messaging there about, you know, we're all kind of, you know, we're all equal, and you know, you should respect each other. But it was a really fun movie to make, and it's something that I definitely recommend anybody who has a sense of humor. I promise, if you like dick jokes and you take a shot for everyone, you'll be hammered probably by act two.
I'm putting that on my letterbox right now.
Oh, awesome.
Hell yeah, Corey, I'll bring over some whiskey, we'll have a good time.
There you go.
So speaking of that, so you've been directing shorts, TV shows, movies for the better part of 12 years from like what I've been reading. Have you always found yourself wanting to be a director?
Yeah, I didn't really. I always said it out. It was funny. When I was younger, I was always interested in filmmaking. And I used to steal my mom's camcorder, make movies with my brothers and my sister and the neighborhood kids. And I was always kind of just naturally directing because I was like the oldest one out of all my siblings. But I wasn't ever saying I want to be a director. I kind of wanted to be an actor, but it was like, hey, I'm going to make my own thing and I'll act in it. But it wasn't until I got into high school that I really started to appreciate and really fall in love with the craft of creating a film, writing a film, directing a film, you know, editing it, being in control and kind of guiding people through these narrative stories, you know, and I just really found an appreciation and a love for it. And not to say I still love acting and I still, you know, obviously being Will the Exterminator and Terrifier, I still put myself in a lot of my stuff, not as the lead. I'm a much better director than I am actor, but I still love to do it because it's more fun, I think. And there's a lot less, at least for me, a little less pressure. You know, just kind of going, you know, going and having fun and trying different things. But I love every aspect of filmmaking for sure. And I work on other people's projects that I'm, you know, producing that for example, we just did the Screamboat Willie horror film that was just announced. We're working on that right now. And I'm a producer. David Howard Thornton plays Screamboat Willie, the Mickey Mouse villain. And I'm doing DIT on that. And I'm producing and I'm doing anything that really needs to be done. So I just enjoy the whole process.
That's very cool. I've always kind of been interested in that process, whether it's like doing the editing or just kind of being really a fly on the wall. Actually, one of my goals one day is to just be a simple extra in a movie or something in the background. I don't even care. I could just be like, hey, I was there, that type deal. It's always been a goal of mine. So I'm a lover of movies. I always love hearing about the process and everything that goes behind it.
Right. And that's what it is you know, just being an extra or a production assistant or anything, just being around it, you learn so much more, even if it's just a day, just observing and, you know, seeing the behind the scenes. I got a lot of friends that movie magic, right? And all that stuff. And they watch, and they go, wow, this is actually work. You know, they're like, yeah, you're doing this the same take 12 times and you're here for what, 12 plus 14 hours. It's like, Oh my goodness. But yeah, if you got to really love it and appreciate it to, you know, to be able to do it in day in and day out. And I just feel blessed and honored to do something that I set out really as a kid. I remember as early as 4 years old, wanting to get in the filmmaking world. I just didn't know really what facet, I guess.
Oh, wow. Okay. So yeah, that makes sense then. Just kind of get your foot in the door, be an extra, be a fly on the wall, learn a couple of things, and then try to just work it from there. Like develop your relationships with people.
Oh, network.
Go like network. Exactly. And, you know, it's funny you say movie magic because Corey and I love to say movie magic whenever there's something in a movie that just we can't explain why it
doesn't
even
make
happens.
Sense.
Doesn't
movie
make sense.
Magic.
We just got movie magic. Yeah. So, Corey, why don't you take over the next question? I know you got a few here.
Yeah. I'm curious. So did you and your brother start Fuzz on the Lens or what's the whole process behind or the story behind that?
So my brother, myself and our business partner, Steve DeLaSalle, the three of us started Fuzz on the Lens. It's funny, we were filming, we were always collaborating and making movies growing up. I've known, obviously, my brother my whole life, and I've known my business partner, Steve, pretty much my whole life. You know, we went to grammar school together, went to high school together, even college together. And it was summer in high school that we were filming a short film, something with friends, and another buddy who's an accountant now was recording and had the camera. And while still recording, he turns the camera. He's like, guys, cut. There's a fuzz on the lens. And he's blowing in the lens. And all of us are looking, you know, like a bunch of morons in the lens. And we're trying to clean it. The whole thing's on tape. And we're cleaning it off. And we can't get the fuzz off of the lens. That's just what he said. There's a fuzz on the lens. After a half hour of trying to figure this out, not knowing we're recording this whole obscene scene, we find out it's really a smudge on the viewfinder. It was on the reverse of the camera. We had a laugh about it, so it kind of became an ongoing running joke for a few years of make sure you check out for that fuzz on the lens. And then when we started to really do this more seriously, we were trying to come up with something that meant something to all of us, and we kept coming back to fuzz on the lens. It was something we were all a part of, so I can blame my dopey accountant friend in his high school youth years for I guess kind of influencing and naming our company.
That's a great story. And like you said, it's a reminiscent of the beginning of everything.
Yeah. Yeah. So it definitely means, and it's memorable. Like everybody remembers Fuzz on the Lens, the name, it just sticks.
It does. It rolls off the tongue.
It really does stick out. I mean, I don't think I've ever heard Fuzz on the Lens, so it's definitely original for sure.
Yeah, and, you know, it's kind of very representative of who we are. You know, it's we don't take ourselves too seriously because a lot of people in this business do. You know, they kind of get this ego and they whatever. But, you know, it just shows that, hey, we're here to entertain. We're here to have fun and we're here to be memorable. So,
yeah, I would think it's one of the best jobs in the world. Well, probably one of the best and most stressful jobs in the world.
Yeah, for sure. That's definitely true.
But I don't know. One day, maybe I'll be a director. Maybe I won't. Who knows? For now, I host a podcast.
Well, I think you could do it.
Thank you for believing in me, Michael.
I do.
Corey, why don't we ask about Terrifier 3?
Okay. Is there anything you can tell us about Terrifier 3?
Sure. It's like quadruple the craziness of Terrifier 2, if that makes sense. It's like every kill is like the bedroom kill, I feel.
Oh, my God.
I keep hearing about the one that made David nauseous.
I was there. I witnessed That is a true story, 100%. I was there. It was pretty funny. I'm sure one day the behind the scenes of that will leak out. It's a fun movie. I mean, you've seen now two Terrifier films, and you know how Damien's style is and what we can bring to the table. When I read the script again, you know, I felt like, how are we going to do this? How are we going to do that? And I feel proud and honored that we were able to accomplish everything that was in that script, just as we did with Terrifier 2. I think it's a nice addition to the story and continues the Shaw story and kind of gives audiences a little bit more into what's going on, but at the same token, doesn't reveal too much to where it's like it ruins that movie magic, so to speak. I'm really excited to see what people think about it. And it was fun to make it a Christmas movie. That was interesting to see Art the Clown during the holiday season. And I'm proud of it. And I've seen a lot of it so far. Obviously, we have a crazy, insane deadline to turn this thing around in for its October 11th release. He's killing it. He's kicking ass. And, you know, we just finished pickups for it actually the other day. You know, so it's well on its way. And, there's definitely, like I said, I think every kill kind of just keeps upping and upping and upping and upping. And they're all crazy. Obviously, there's one in particular that we said, this is our, you know, hacksaw scene, our bedroom scene. You know, this is the one that we're going to kind of go for the gold. But I think even things beyond that, I think people are going to be shockingly surprised that maybe that's not the one they talk about most, because there's definitely some other ones in there that I think are crazy and incredible and unique and different. So Damien and we make sure that we do not let anyone down. We love our fan base and we try to deliver any which way that we can. And I think we did it again, but you guys will be the judge of that.
Mm. Yeah, so, we can't wait. The release got moved up, right?
It did. You know, it was one of the fastest turnarounds that I've ever been a part of or seen. It was originally October 25th and all of a sudden it became October 11th, and which is great, which is cool. You know, it comes out sooner, so it's nice. We have Stream coming out in the end of August to kind of start the spooky season off. We have Terrifier right smack in the middle of it to continue and keep the fans engaged and excited. And then me personally, Fuzz and Lens, we have starting the new year, Screamboat Willie horror film after that, starring David Howard Ford. So we got three in a row all coming out theatrically.
It's going to be a good time for horror, that's for sure.
At the end of the year and the beginning of next year is going to be huge for you guys.
Yeah.
I'm excited for it.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's really, really exciting. And I can't wait to see what people think about Stream. If anybody, I don't know if there's video here, but
That shirt's amazing.
Yeah, that's one of the prototypes, that's the mask. And, you know, we wanted to make something that was different from Terrifier, but also, you know, our fans would still appreciate, because again, you know, you got Damien doing the effects, so you know it's going to be fun and cool and gory and deliver the goods. But we also want people to know it's not Art the Clown, it's not Terrifier. This is a completely new film and hopefully eventually franchise if everybody digs it. Super proud of it. And again, it's just a fun movie. You know, I'm really excited to see what audiences think about it.
So since we're on the topic of your shirt and the mask, I'm absolutely obsessed with this mask. I told you before, I have it pre-ordered. I can't wait to display in my office. Who designed it?
We did. It's funny, like, you know, we were working with someone. We had an idea. We knew we wanted the teeth and we wanted the technology behind it. The mask is actually, we have a few different versions that are coming out. These are the first versions, the one you ordered, which is the black signature mask. They're limited. They look really cool in that jet black dark. The ones in the film are actually made out of carbon fiber, which is really cool. Yeah, so eventually we'll do something with that. And the eyes light up. You know, we kind of wanted to keep in the gaming aspect of things. And, you know, we have LED eyes that light up, you know, blue, green, yellow, and red that are the same as the PlayStation and Xbox controllers, you know, to kind of give a nod to gamers and stuff. Mm-hmm. So they're different, they're unique, they're modern. And we had kind of come up with the base of it, of like, hey, this is kind of what we want it to look like, but we didn't know for sure how it would be. And we got together with this great concept artist, and he brought our ideas and thoughts and visions to life. And then we had CFX masks. I don't know if you guys are familiar with them.
I'm not.
Yeah, they ended up, they're really cool. Mask company, and they ended up molding our sketches and our drawings, and were able to bring the vision really into 3D, into being tangible, and we were able to get it in the film. I'm super proud of these masks.
Oh, that's awesome. So Corey is big on auctions. So is there ever going to be a point where, like, there's going to be some of the items from maybe from the set or even the masks being put up for auction? I don't know, charity, anything like that, that Corey's more than likely going to want to swipe up?
Eventually we might. You know, everything's on the table. We're just kind of trying to see where it is. Also, like I kind of mentioned or hinted at, we're hoping to start a franchise, so we don't know what we may still need or not. But I'm sure if you keep a lookout, something will come up at some point. You know, we ran an Indiegogo campaign for finishing funds for Stream because we ended up going into production during the height of the pandemic. And we didn't anticipate that. So our budget ended up ballooning quite significantly because of that, making sure we're keeping everybody safe, the PPE, the HEPA filters, the masks, you know, the whole nine. And we ended up running an Indiegogo campaign to kind of balance that out. And we offered some props that we could, because we just had to finish the movie and get the post-production underway. And so there's some props that will be out there to some people, and they could, you know, even beyond us, I'm sure they can auction it off, they can sell it, whatever. But there's definitely some cool ones that were offered, but we still got a bunch that are in the chamber.
Oh, that's awesome. So yeah, I think we can, like, honestly, I think we only have a few more questions left, really. Corey, why don't you take this one as well? And because a lot of my questions seem like the more wrapping up ones.
Okay. Do you have any conventions coming up that you're appearing at? I know you and I briefly talked about Silver Scream. Are you going to be there?
I'm hoping to. I talked with them the other day, and I know they're kind of booked out, but we might still be able to. I was talking with Spencer Charnes about it, and he's kind of involved with it, and talking with Damien and Dave, obviously they're going to be there. Hoping to be there in some capacity, whether it's either as a fan or as a guest or as a vendor, I don't know yet, but we're trying to do something. I'm going to be next at Days of the Dead Indianapolis. We're actually going to be releasing there. It's not announced yet, but I'm sure they're going to say it soon. We're going to be releasing the theatrical trailer for Stream. Mm-hmm. At an event exclusively to them first before it comes out to the public. And then I'll be at this other convention called CreepyCon, which will be in Tennessee. So those are some that I have coming up. The Days of the Dead one is July 5th to the 7th, and the CreepyCon is like August 2nd or 3rd or 4th, somewhere in that range, to like the 5th or whatever, in August. So yeah, those are the definite ones right now. I just got back from Monsterpalooza in Pasadena. And hopefully, you know, I know those guys are going to be in Oaks, which is in Philadelphia. So I've done that show quite a lot. So hopefully I'll be able to maybe do that. We'll see. And there's a few in September. So a lot of things in the works.
You're going to be busy for the rest of the year then.
Yeah, which is great. You know, I can't complain. Definitely a little burnt out from, you know, we started Terrifier 3 pre-production in November, December of last year. We shot it pretty much until now. And then in between that, we've been doing the Screamboat Willie stuff, and then obviously getting Stream ready for its theatrical release. So it's been a lot. So, you know, definitely excited for it, but, you know, trying to take a little bit of a small break, I guess, over the next couple of weeks before things really pick up again.
So you mentioned you started shooting doing Terrifier 3 things towards the end of next year. How did you guys get that teaser trailer for the end of Terrifier 2 so quick? Because that was, what, October?
Yeah, we ended up shooting that like right before the strike happened. We ended up, because there was that, I don't know how closely you guys watch it, there was a SAG-AFTRA strike.
Yeah, of course.
And we ended up shooting that like days before, you know, that that happened, which ended up working out great. And that, you know, we were able to get that in theaters for the Terrifier 2 re-release. And then we actually went into production on another project I could throw your way. It's going to come out next year, called Pitchfork Retreat. It's got a great cast of some horror people as well. And some cool people I got a chance to work with and became friends with. So that's another film that that we have that's going to be coming out next year. So we've been definitely been busy, you know, the last 2 years for sure.
Nice. So actually, I do have a couple more questions because I didn't even ask you this. I probably should have asked you way ahead of time. What horror movie started it all for you? Like the movie that you can go back to and be like, this movie makes me want to be a fan of horror and like just set the tone for the rest of your life, basically.
I get that question and it's hard to, and I kind of change my answer each time. So there's a few. It's hard to really pinpoint the one. I know some people can, but for me, I'll give you kind of a small, short umbrella. Obviously, Halloween, the original 1978. I can remember watching that with my grandfather and my mom growing up and really being drawn to it and the style. This one's a strange one, but I will wear it proudly. Leprechaun.
Okay.
The original Jennifer Aniston, Warwick Davis. I love that movie as a kid. I still love it. I should collect different Leprechaun. There's somewhere different toys and stuff from that film. Nightmare on Elm Street is another. Robert Englund, Freddy Krueger. And then Stephen King's It, the original miniseries with Tim Curry. Those movies right there, those four, were like interchangeable. And those were like the films that I really started loving the genre and, you know, appreciating it and becoming a horror fan.
Awesome. So would you say any of those four are like your favorite horror movies of all time? Like they change as like being your favorite? Or is there one that's like, this one is hands down my favorite of all time?
Well, I'll tell you the one I watch the most over and over again.
My that wife, works.
Hang me is Halloween. I watch Halloween a lot.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, I watch Halloween a lot, and she's like, do you watch anything else? You know, and I'm always studying it and watching it. So I would say based off of that, probably Halloween, but the others are very close, and they are some days interchangeable.
It's kind of funny you say that, because for me, it's been Terrifier 1, and my wife says the same thing to me. She's like, do you watch anything else?
So that's funny, is a fan or somebody sent this to me. This was a...
you getting your head cut off?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, I'm proud of that. I'm honored. It's so crazy. I'm honored and still mind blown to have been a part or be a part of Terrifier, and you know, fortunate to be a part of something that means so much to people like yourself. That it's the same of like the Halloween franchise for me, and it's really bizarre and amazing and cool. And I'm happy you guys dig it. And we don't want to let you guys down with anything that we're a part of going forward. And we want to keep up in the game.
I honestly don't think you could. I don't think you could let us down at all, because like everything you've been putting out has been bangers. So
thank you. And yeah, we work hard. We really do.
Yeah. And I think we can, speak for everyone regarding that too. Everyone's going to be the same way. Yeah. Fucking great. So for me, for instance, like I can pinpoint the movie that started it all for me. It was Friday the 13th, Part 6, Jason Lives. That's a good one, right?
I think that's Damien's too. It might be Damien's favorite horror film of all time is Friday the 13th for sure. And Tom Savini's the guy who inspired it.
Oh yeah. Tom Savini, amazing, amazing artist. Not to mention a great actor too.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's fun.
And he's going to be in Terrifier 3.
I was going to say, and you get to work with him on Terrifier 3. That's insane.
Yeah, it was. It's cool. It's really exciting.
We actually have during COVID, he did the PPE masks, the Jason ones. Did you see those?
I did. Those are really cool.
Steve and I both have one. Mine's signed by Tom. I paid the extra to get it signed because he's fucking legendary. So I wore it out to the grocery store once. My wife was pissed at me. She didn't want to be seen with me.
See, I don't have that problem. I'm not married, so I can go out looking like an idiot. And I have no one else to embarrass but myself. So I would go out in that mask, and the amount of compliments I got from it, it was wild. People were stopping me all over the place like, where did you get that thing? Custom made, sorry.
It's cool. Those things were sick. Yeah.
Yeah, they were awesome. So for people who are aspiring to be a movie director, what are some words of wisdom that you can provide for aspiring directors?
It's I'm going to steal this from Nike. That is just do it. You know,
okay.
It's just you want to be a director or an actor or a producer. Just don't be afraid to go for it and do it. And that means at any level. Start at a low level. Go to Best Buy or go to anywhere. Get a camera. Use your iPhone or your Android, because they shoot in 4K now. And just make something. Doesn't matter what it is. Doesn't matter if it's trash. Most of the time, no one's going to see that first thing you're making anyway. And that's how you're going to learn. A lot of times, some people get kind of stuck in the, it's got to be perfect and it's got to be this and I got to raise a budget. But you're never going to learn if you don't just put yourself out there to just do it. And also along the way, try to find people that are like-minded, because it's hard to do it on your own. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot easier to have a team behind you. This way you guys learn together and you grow together. And you can bounce ideas off each other. I know it's a little cliche to say, but that's the way I did it. You know, I just took my mom's camcorder and I just started doing it. And I said, I'm a director. I'm an actor. I'm a producer, and no one's going to say otherwise. And somehow I fell ass backwards into this whole thing, you know? So just, I always use the analogy of a tree that, an axeman, he's got an axe and he just keeps hitting it, hacking away. Seems tough. It seems like it's going to take forever, especially if it's a thick, big tree, but eventually you stick at it enough, that tree will come down, I promise you. And it's the same with the industry, and it's the same with this career. You stay at it long enough, you know, things will happen.
That's very cool. Very good words of wisdom there. So we actually did have some questions from the Art the Clown Appreciation Group from Facebook.
Love them. Love them.
Yeah, they're funny. So Mike Guy asks, okay, and this is the question we were talking about that Corey's like, I don't know if I want to ask it. So
yeah, I'm nervous.
You're nervous? I have no shame. So if anyone has no shame, it should be you. You're the one that's like, fuck it, whatever.
Yeah, bring it on.
Mike Guy asks, does pineapple belong on pizza?
Ooh, I never had it. I've never tried it. I know a lot of people, especially New Yorkers, don't believe so. But I say, hey, whatever floats your boat. If that's what you like, then fine. It might not be something I like or would do. But I've also would be willing to try it because people say it's amazing. So whatever. I'm a guy who also would take a pizza and dip blue cheese or ranch on it. So, you know, I don't know. Yeah, sure. It belongs on pizza because you could put anything on pizza. It's a topping.
Wow, that's perfect.
I mean, that's fair. Yeah, to each their own. I mean, ranch on pizza is great, especially if you have like a buffalo chicken pizza or just like even like a breaded chicken type pizza.
Exactly. So if you can do that, I guess you could put pineapple. It's not, again, it's not something I do. I'm more of a old fashioned classic kind of guy, but I would try it. I've heard people love it, and you know, it's a topping. So mm-hmm. I guess it belongs on pizza.
It really is a topic. People go nuts about this question. So, I mean, for me, I just like plain cheese because that's when you know you're getting from a good pizza place. Like, if they can't do a cheese pizza right, then
exactly. everything
else is just covering it up.
Yep, I agree. So, you know, I'm a classic cheese pizza guy. If you can get a tasty, just regular slice, you know that place is good. You don't need to cover it up with anything else. But again, to each their own.
To each their own, exactly. So now we have, is this Chas or Chase Sheehan? I'm going Chase Sheehan. So Chase asks, are you going to be able to keep up with Rick shot for shot at Day of the Dead Indy?
I don't know. I'm pretty good, to be honest. I don't think I'm that good. He is something else, and he rallies. I've seen that man totally just plastered, and you know, and next morning up bright and early, you know, ready to go again. And again, I'm not too shabby myself, but I don't know if I could. I might try, but I might be a fool to do that.
Hey, couldn't hurt, but then next day you're definitely regretting it. That's for sure.
You're hurrying. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I'll definitely be around, have a good time. We're hosting a VIP party that night. We just talked about yesterday, so that'll be exciting. So we'll see what happens. Rick's a great guy. A lot of fun. I really admire him and what he's done for his business and for himself. And he's really a great, great dude.
Very cool. And I think this is probably just my last question. Other than the Steamboat and Stream, what else you got coming in the pipeline outside of streaming and was it Screamboat Willie,
Stream, Terrifier 3. Yeah. We have a few other projects. I can't talk really about what they are just yet. We're feeling them out. Obviously, you know, there will be, shall I say, a Terrifier 4 at some point.
Oh, okay.
We'll see. But also a Stream 2, hopefully.
Yeah.
Everybody digs it and enjoys it. We have really cool plans of just upping the game and making it even bigger and more, you know, even cooler.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then we have some comedy things I'm looking to get back to my roots on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we got some things in the pipeline. We'll see where it goes. Also, we have, as I mentioned, the Pitchfork Retreat that'll be coming out sometime next year. And everybody be on the lookout for that. Greg Van Voorhees and his sister Nikki are directors on it. Great family, great people. And they got a really interesting, cool kind of film festival, in-depth kind of story that I was proud and honored to be a part of. So yeah, be on the lookout for that too.
Oh, we absolutely will. The whole audience will, I'm sure. I'm sure even the Art the Clown Appreciation Society or community there. Society? I don't even know why I'm saying society. That sounds like, are you afraid of the dark?
I love, you know, I was wearing that yet yesterday. I have a member of the Midnight Society since 1990.
Oh, my God. I used to watch that all the time when I was a kid.
I became friends before you passed away with Dr. Vink. Aaron Tagger. Yeah. He gave me notes on that movie, Abnormal Attraction. I was trying to get him involved, and unfortunately, he wasn't able to do it, but he gave me notes and stuff. Really, really cool. So I've been a fan, my brother, myself, and that's also a really big inspiration into why I got into film and why I love horror and why I love comedy and hard comedy. You Afraid of the Dark and The Goosebumps.
Oh, yeah. Can't go wrong with R.L. Stein.
No. Oh. So, big fan.
We did a Fear Street trilogy, podcast. We love those films a lot.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's
what did you think of them? Did you check them out?
I did. I enjoyed them. I thought it was a nice throwback. I thought they were cool and they were fun. And that's what I look into. Are they fun? Or do they hold my interest? Are they entertaining? Are they nostalgic? Do they bring me, you know, as long as they make me have some sort of reaction or feeling, you know, I'm in, I'm sold. So I did enjoy them. I thought they were really well done.
Yeah, apparently there's another one coming out. I don't know if it's like a movie or a series, Corey. Do you remember reading about that?
Yeah, it's another movie.
It's a whole other movie.
The title's already out, I believe.
Well, we'll watch it for sure. So, Michael, thank you so much for your time out of your busy schedule today. It means so much to us. Fans are going to love to hear it. Everyone in the Art the Con Appreciation Society, I'm sure, is going to love to hear it, all of this. Michael, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for meeting with us today.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much, Corey, Steve, for having me on 30 Screams or Less. I appreciate it. And again, it means the world if everybody could just be on the lookout for Stream and flood the theaters on August 21st. It will be beyond helpful. You have no idea. And it'll help us to continue to make new, fresh, and exciting and different horror films and just keep going. So it means the world to have your support.
Absolutely. And we're going to shoot you a message about the theater that we would like to have it at. So that way we can just drive down the road and go and check it out. And then who knows, maybe you should have some special movie props, and then I'll swoop it up and Corey will have to buy it on eBay.
There's a petition for a popcorn bucket. I don't know if it'll happen, but.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, there's an Art the Clown popcorn bucket petition. Yeah.
For that. It's getting some headway.
It would happen.
We'll see what happens.
I think a Stream Mask popcorn cup, I think, would be great.
If you get enough people putting the petition together, a lot of things can happen, but you need the masses to turn out. And I would love that. I'd be honored. I'm really stoked for this movie. Again, you make it and you put it out in the world and you see what everybody thinks about it. It's not for me to say it's good or bad or indifferent. It's up to you guys. And we worked our hardest. We worked our best. And, we wanted to deliver the kills. And I think we did that in a really interesting, fun story. So.
Yeah, we're definitely pumped for it. Can't wait to see it. Michael, thank you so much again for joining us today.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure.
All right, everyone, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, and YouTube. Leave us a 5-star review on all podcast platforms so we can get some more exposure. Of course, tell your friends. Both our intro and outro music are courtesy of Andrew Scott Bell. Be sure to check out Andrew on all major streaming platforms. And if you see Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey on vinyl in the wild, be sure to pick it up. We're also part of the Shining Wizards Network. Be sure to visit shiningwizardsnetwork.com. They're an awesome podcast network ranging from wrestling to heavy metal, horror, all that good stuff. So check that out. Visit 30screamsorless.com for all previous episodes and transcripts to go with those episodes. Also, check out beardoctane.com for their whole line of grooming supplies. And be sure to use the code 30screams10 at checkout for 10% off your order. And if there's anything you want us to review, send an email to 30screamsorless@gmail.com or hit us up on social media. Use hashtag 30screamsorless. And also, we have some awesome merch for sale on our website, so definitely check that out. If you go to our website, at the very top, there's a shop link. Click that link, and you'll see all sorts of shirts, hats, mugs, things like that. If you buy it, it helps going towards our hosting costs. I'm Steve.
I'm Corey.
And thanks for listening to 30 Screams or Less. And don't forget to drink your beans.